Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. It's too dark to see constellations in the sky. B. There are numerous constellations in the sky. C. People are watching constellations in the sky. D. There is a W-shaped constellation.
Number 2.
A. People are drawing constellations. B. People are taking pictures of constellations. C. People are counting constellations. D. People are looking at constellations with a telescope.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
Can you tell me how we use the North Star to tell time?
A. It's 10:30. B. My dad taught me about telling time at night. C. We use our hands to measure how high the North Star is over the horizon. D. Constellations tell other things.
Number 4.
What other constellations can we find?
A. That's right, and Orion, the mighty hunter. B. I think Orion is easy to see. C. Just wait for a few hours. D. I hope it isn't cloudy tonight.
Number 5.
I have always wanted to see the Big Dipper and the Southern Cross.
A. Me too, but we won't see the Southern Cross here in the Northern Hemisphere. B. Wow, this is terrific. C. This is so much fun. D. You can look at the countless beautiful stars in the sky.
Number 6.
Aren't the signs of the zodiac all constellations too?
A. We will discuss the ways people have used stars. B. A sundial tells what time it is. C. That is true. D. Class is over.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Have you heard that people used constellations to tell time?
No. Can you tell me how to use them?
People measured with hands, rulers, and even two pencils tied together.
That's interesting. What else did people use constellations for?
People used them to find the way when sailing. It is called navigating by the stars.
I see.
Number 8.
I want to see the Big Dipper and the Southern Cross, but I can't find the Southern Cross.
Sally, you won't see it because it is only visible in the Southern Hemisphere.
Really? I didn't know that. What can we see in the Northern Hemisphere?
Orion the Mighty Hunter and Cassiopeia are visible here. And I think we can see Orion the Mighty Hunter now because it is winter.
Okay, I will find it.
Number 9. Listen to this. Some people believe that the position of the stars and the other heavenly bodies help to understand people's lives.
I believe in astrology, too.
I didn't know you believe in astrology. I don't believe in astrology.
The positions of the heavenly bodies when you are born can tell you about your life and your personality, and even the future.
I think you take astrology too seriously. Number 10.
Hey, James! I found Orion, the mighty hunter.
It's easy to find Orion. I can find it too.
Bet you can't.
Bet I can. Give me the telescope. I'll find it in a few seconds.
Okay, I'll count 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, I found it. I said it's easy to find it because it is made up of bright stars. And we can identify Orion because of the 3 stars in the center of Orion's belt.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13.
Constellations are made up of bright stars which appear close to each other in the sky. The shapes you see all depend on your point of view. Many societies saw patterns among the stars with gods and goddesses or stories from their cultures. Most of the constellations with which we are familiar come from ancient Greece. But other civilizations created their own patterns in the sky based on stories and people that were important to them. Many people noticed that the planets, the moon, and the comets move through the sky in a different way than stars. Because of the rotation of the Earth and its orbit around the sun, we divide the constellations into two groups. Some constellations never rise or set. All the other constellations can only be seen during certain seasons.
Numbers 14, 15, and 16. Taurus is commonly known as the bull. It passes through the sky from November through January. Taurus was a very popular constellation in ancient times, so there are many myths about it. The Greeks thought the stars represented Zeus disguised as a white bull. He tricked Europa into climbing on his back. He then swam out to sea and carried her to Crete. Just as famous as Taurus is the group of stars within it. The brightest star in Taurus is Aldebaran. It serves as the eye of the bull and is near the Hades, a lesser known but still visible group of stars. The beautiful Crab Nebula is located above the tip of the bottom horn.